I'm Natalie.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Charlie. And welcome to the 4 Years of Bioengineering podcast.
What made you guys want to apply to BioE, and what made you guys interested in BioE?
So the reason why I wanted to apply to BioE is because for me, initially, I was a biochem major, and I was also pre-med, and I was just really interested in the research that is happening in the bioengineering department. And I guess that idea of like being able to like create new technologies and new medicines and treatments for patients when there is no other option. I feel like the research in the bioengineering department kind of makes it, it opens new doors for people who are, I guess they have no other option, I guess. So that was the thing that really like inspired me and made me interested.
For me, I also entered college as a pre-med and I wanted to major in biochem, but like for some reason I took like the calc series and the general chem series in my first year, and then like I finished everything and I realized like I had all the prereqs for bioengineering because my friend was also applying. So then I looked into it and I saw that it was like really interesting. I think she showed me something about like this glue skin adhesive that kind of like replaces stitches, and I was like, oh wait, that's just so cool. So then I just like looked more into it, and everything just like interested me a lot more, because like I think I already learned like I was already used to learning a lot about biology and chemistry from high school. So I thought like, oh, this would be a nice way to challenge myself and like learn like in a way that I didn't learn before. So yeah, that's why I chose bioengineering.
So without sounding too dramatic or being like, oh, I always knew bioengineering was the thing for me, because that's not true. But I remember even as early as like junior high or early high school, we had these assignments where we would go take like a news article and summarize it. And my favorite news articles to summarize were always the medicine ones, because they were doing like these crazy, really interesting things in research. I remember one of them I read was the first time I found you could take a virus and use it to input nucleic acids of your choice into a cell. I thought that was like so cool that you could hack the idea of a virus for your own research. And I remember thinking like, who does that kind of work? Who gets to like go into work every day and figure out how to do that kind of stuff? And I remember like slowly I began to realize that's what a bioengineer would do. So I kind of knew I wanted to go to UW, and then I knew they had a good undergraduate bioengineering program. So I'd kind of had my heart set on bioengineering for a little while, even as early as high school.
That's early. For me, I am an international student, and I was planning to major in biochemistry just like Naomi and Tin, because I was planning to go to medical school right after I graduated from my undergraduate degree, which I am still planning to do. But I chose to, I wouldn't say the harder route, but it is a bit more tough than biochem, which is the bioengineering program, because one of the factors was that I took Dr. Hendrick's class, which is the BioEng 215. For me, it was like an introduction to what the bioengineering program was all about. And it got me really interested in innovating new medical devices, or what new medical devices could we make that would impact a certain group that we were targeting to improve one aspect of like their health, for example. And to me at that time, I treated these problems as like a challenge for myself. And it's very stimulating to solve these kind of problems because it's actually pretty similar to, I guess, problem solving. Yeah, which I'm really interested in doing, and involves critical thinking, which I think I enjoy as well. And so it didn't take me a long time to decide whether I wanted to choose between bio-E and biochem, because I knew that I had an interest in bioengineering more than biochem at that point, so I just went for it and never looked back. Yeah.
That's so interesting that you are all like biochem originally.
Yeah. Sometimes I do think about it, like, what if I took biochem instead of bioengineering? My life in college would be so different, I feel, if I took biochem. just because also biochem doesn't have a cohort system. So it's like you're all by yourself, whereas in bio-E, you kind of have this group of people where you know that you're going to go through these 2 years of like junior and senior year together. So that feels much better. Okay. Second question. Were you in any clubs prior to entering bioengineering?
So I actually wasn't in any clubs, but that's one of the things I kind of regret. Going back, I would have loved to like join a club where I could like kind of apply the things that I was learning in my classes, but yeah, I never ended up doing it, but you know, it is what it is.
I was also not in any clubs related to bio-E because mainly it was because I lived off campus my freshman year. So it was kind of hard to like stay after and go to clubs. But yeah, I also really wish that I went to them because it would have like taught me a lot more instead of like just looking at like the research that I did through the internet, which isn't always like the best because it's kind of like your interpretation of the data that they already have. So I think like I wish I just got more like hands-on stuff before I applied.
I mean, like you two, I'm going to say I didn't do any clubs, but I really wish I had done clubs because it would have been really helpful. But I guess the one thing I'll say is I did marching band. And even though that's not like a bioengineering club, it's something I knew I wanted to do. I knew that coming to UW, I wanted to be a part of the Husky Marching Band. So I guess my point there would be if you have something that you're excited about doing, maybe it's a club, you know, maybe it's music, maybe it's dance, maybe who knows what it is. Even if it's not bioengineering related, it's okay to make time for those things. Like those end up being really useful and they end up being a valuable part of your college experience. So kind of in asking whether we did clubs or not, you know, we wish we had done sort of these bioengineering clubs, but at the same time, if you have something else you're really passionate about, it's okay to take time doing that because there's plenty of time for schoolwork and plenty of time for bioengineering and all the homework you're going to get. But it's also nice to have an outlet that's maybe different. So if you join like Harry Potter Club or something, that's cool too. Just know that there are other options than just sort of bioengineering clubs.
Yeah, totally agree with what Charlie said. I feel like if I didn't take, even though I wasn't in the bioengineering program yet in my first 2 years, I feel like if I didn't join, if I like didn't major in dance, I wouldn't know where I would, like my mentally, I wouldn't know where I would be because the stress of applying to bioengineering or even like applying to a competitive program, it really takes a toll on you emotionally. So pursuing other interests is a good way to release a lot of that stress. And I did do Bioengineering Without Borders, and I was part of the prosthetics team. But then again, at that time, I didn't have a lot of the skills that I do now to solve a lot of those problems. But being in that club, for me, it helped me understand what it was like to be in a team while solving problems, and that it's okay to not know anything, because at that time I really didn't. But yeah, most of my time I spent taking dance classes, and I even performed in a few of their projects. Yeah.
So cool, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks. You too. The band? What?
I mean, the other thing I want to throw out there that I just thought of is one of the most important reasons to do a club is actually also that it just connects you with older students. So, especially like as a freshman coming in, one of the coolest things about doing a club, whether it's bioengineering or not, is you get to meet sophomores, juniors, and seniors who have already been through some of the stuff you've been through. And that doesn't necessarily have to be through an engineering specific club. Like just the opportunity to meet upperclassmen in anything can be helpful. And I know I definitely like one of our section leaders in band was in Mekki, and he was like, "Hey, if you ever need like SolidWorks or something, I'll hook you up." And I was like, wow, this is so random and cool that I'd like know this guy in band who's an engineering TA or something, even though it was in a different engineering. Like it's cool the people you can meet in any of these clubs who still have like it's still a useful connection and they're still really good people to get to know.
Yeah, in dance for me, because I'm Malaysian, and there isn't a lot of Malaysians here in Seattle. But for some reason in dance, I met a lot of Malaysians that I, who were seniors or juniors that I were able was able to get close to, and just asking them about your worries helps you lay out what you're, I think stressing about, and that would help you along your way trying to decide what major you want to do, or like what you want to do in the 4 years of college, even though Bio-E may not be part of it. Okay, third question. Did you reach out to advisors or other Bio-E faculty?
So when I was applying, I reached out to the Bio-E advisor. I think it was Holly at the time. And she was really helpful. She was really kind, and she kind of was able to like walk through and like look through the courses that I've done, make sure that I was like on the right track for applying. And she was even able to give me like some pointers on the essay. So I would like advise everyone to kind of like, or anyone that is interested in applying, I would like say reach out to like advisors, or honestly anyone that could kind of like maybe look over your essay or just kind of make sure that you're like on the right track, whether it be the bioengineering advisors or just general advisors, engineering advisors as well. And it was also really nice to kind of like have someone read my essay. I also ended up having roommates read through it and just to kind of make sure it kind of made sense and stuff. So yeah, I think it's really nice to kind of reach out to advisors to get that feedback.
I did not reach out to any advisors mainly because when I decided to apply, it was really last minute. So I basically just like threw together the application and just like tried my best to turn it in on time. But I beforehand I did reach out to like pre-health advisors, and because like my main goal now is like, or back then it was to become like a doctor. So like they are pretty helpful, and like they pointed me to like a lot of resources too. So yeah, really beneficial to reach out to your advisors.
So I didn't reach out to like an advisor specifically, but I heard Natalie gave a shout out to Bioengineering 215, and I'm going to give another shout out. If you are interested in bioengineering, take Bioengineering 215. You'll get to meet people who might be in your future cohort. You'll get to meet TAs who actually are bioengineering students, and then you'll also get to meet the professor of that class. And those are like three different levels of resources that are available to you. So I didn't reach out. but I was in bioengineering 215. And our TA, he was awesome. I sat next to people in that class who I now sit next to in core classes. And the teacher of that class was also awesome. So that's a really great like resource that's just bundled into this class if you're interested in bioengineering.
Yeah. I didn't reach out to specifically BioE advisors, but I did reach out to engineering advisors at Lohol, I believe. And they are really helpful in terms of trying to help you decide which major would be the best fit for you, or how your courses that you've done up till beginning of sophomore year will help you get into a certain engineering major that you are interested in. And yeah, they're just there to make you, to not make you so stressed out about the application process. And they also try to make you have a backup plan, which I think is applying to a major, or like, because a lot of students don't have a backup plan, and that's when they kind of freak out when they don't get into the major that they want to get in. And for me, when they told me to have a backup plan, in my case it was biochem, it made the process less scary, I would say. And they also try to tell you that even though you don't get into your main program that you're interested in, it's okay. You can still dabble in that field with a different major by taking senior electives that is in BioE, actually. And I think in Chem-E as well, there are BioE-related projects that you can be part of. So it's not the end of the world. When advisors tell you that maybe you might want to try a different major, or don't be scared when they say you should have a backup plan, and so on and so forth. But yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah, that's true. I think also like electrical engineering has like a medical devices path. I'm not exactly sure, but that's what I heard.
They definitely do. And MechE has a biomechanics path, and Chem-E has, it's not like a specific path, but they do have like drug delivery classes. So like, it's definitely true. If you're interested in bioengineering related topics, you can do that in other engineerings.
Next topic, application process.
Yeah. So for the application process, what was the application process like? How many times did you apply? What cycle did you get in? Direct, early, or upper? And then were you pre-engineering or another major?
I also want to make sure we say this. The application process has changed since we all went through it. So we're going to talk about our personal experience because that's kind of the information we have to give you. We don't want to give you false information about something we didn't do. But these are kind of our stories about how that application process went and what it was like for us. And hopefully you can still find value in that. So for me, the first time I applied was on my UW application. I said, hey, maybe I would be in bioengineering. So you could like pick a major when you applied. I didn't get it at that point. And, you know, back when I was going through that, they called that pre-engineering if you wanted to do engineering but didn't get in right out of high school direct. So then I got in on the early application cycle, which was at the end of freshman year. So that was like after you'd taken your chemistry and your calculus and kind of the basic prereqs of your first year, you applied at the beginning of the summer. And then at the end of the summer, you got your application back. So I ended up getting in on that cycle. And I know I was a little bit frustrated because like coming into high school, it's like, or coming out of high school into college, you hope that like you could get bioengineering right away. But that's not how it works. So I had to go through like another a year of college classes before I was able to get in.
My turn. Yeah, I applied twice. And I believe it was at the end of freshman year and then the second time in the winter of sophomore year. And I was neither pre-engineering. No, I was not pre-engineering, but I was pre-health, health and sciences. And for the first time I applied, I didn't write the essay in, like I didn't write the essay 2 weeks in advance or something like that. I wrote it a day before. Don't ask. But yeah, that's why I didn't get it the first time, I believe. Maybe there were other factors as well. And then on the second time, I decided, okay, I'm going to do this right. And then wrote the essay 2 weeks in advance just to, you know, perfect the content in the essay. And then also the second time when I applied, I really made sure that BioE was something that I really, really wanted to do. Because at that point, biochem was still like a forefront in my mind, that it would be something that I would be doing for the next 2 to 3 years. But yeah, that's my application process.
So similarly to Natalie, I was also in the like pre-science because I applied as a biochem major, but as soon as I decided that I wanted to pursue bioengineering, I started taking all the prereq courses for the early admission, and I was able to apply at the end of my freshman year. I applied once and I got into the department. So that would be the early admission, I guess, cycle. And yeah, so that was basically it. And I only applied to bioengineering in the engineering department. That was the only engineering major that I applied to because I just kind of felt that, I don't know, it was the one that I had spent the most time researching, and I didn't feel like it was worth applying to other majors at the time, seeing as that I just was really wanting to pursue bioengineering. So, yeah.
Okay, for me, the application process was very stressful. It was, I think, the week after finals week of spring quarter my freshman year. So, like, I guess it was kind of good because at that point my brain was still on survival mode. So I just grinded out the essay in like a week, and it was just like a week of doing the essay. I applied once and it was during the early admission cycle. I was a pre-science. Yeah, I was a pre-science student before then because like Naomi and Natalie, I was going to do biochem. And yeah, I think at that point, I also could have applied for another major. I feel like civil or something, but I basically, like, my goal was bioengineering or like something health related. So that's why I just ended up applying for bioengineering.
Everybody's admission process will be very unique to them, and they will have to overcome personal conflicts or like stresses that might lead them to choose BioE and might not lead them to applying to BioE. But all in all, you're going to end up with a major nonetheless. And it may not be the major that you might want at first, but if you give it a try, you might end up liking your major that you got by the end of sophomore year.
So true.
Okay, so what struggles did we have to go through to apply to the department?
So I know one struggle for me was kind of this feeling of like, since I knew I wanted, or at least thought I wanted to do bioengineering since high school, I was wondering, getting to the end of freshman year, like, what if I don't get it? What will I do then? And there was this sort of panic of like, have I put too much stake in this one plan? And what if it goes wrong? So we've talked a little bit about the importance of having a backup plan. And I think that's really important, not because it should be, not because if you get the backup plan, everything's like terrible, but just because you need the next, you need a new path to go on if your first path doesn't work. And I guess how this happened for me is when I was applying to bioengineering, you also applied for other majors. So I also applied to mechanical engineering. And part of the reason I did that is I sat down and I thought, is it bioengineering that I want, or is it that I want to solve these biomedical related problems? And I realized I wanted to solve biomedical problems, and you can do that with other majors. There's plenty of mechanical engineers doing biomechanics and prosthesis design. There's plenty of electrical engineers doing synthetic biology and neural engineering. There's plenty of chemical engineers doing drug delivery. As we've said before, if you want to solve those sorts of problems, you can do those in almost any of the engineering majors. So just remember that your backup plan doesn't necessarily have to be a bad option. It's just another option that you have. So I think my struggle was feeling like I had invested so much in this one plan, and I was worried that maybe I didn't have a strong enough backup. But I found that, you know, Mechie and some of the other engineerings would have been a good backup.
I was going to say, based on what Charlie said, well, BioE is a combination of all the other engineering majors, right? A lot of the bioengineering classes are actually electrical engineering, related to electrical engineering or mechanical engineering. And so everybody doesn't only have one interest. But of course you may have like this really huge interest in BioE or something else, but you'll also have another part of yourself that may be interested in another area of engineering or health and sciences or the arts even. And even though you don't go on the plan that you've put out for yourself, and it's not going the way you want it to, it's not the end of the world, because you can still achieve what you want to do with a different major, like Charlie said. And I went into the bioengineering program really with not a lot of expectation, but a lot of curiosity, just because the program was very, very new to me, and the idea behind bioengineering was just very new to me. And then so every class I took was like, oh, this is interesting, like this is a new area of bioengineering that I've discovered through this class. And so for me, it wasn't what I wanted to do with bioengineering when I applied for bioengineering. Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I guess like one of the struggles that I had when applying was because there were a couple of things that I was like kind of struggling with. One thing was writing that essay, trying to figure out the reason like why I wanted to pursue this major and like write it out, put it into words. Writing is definitely like not my strong suit. And so being tasked with like writing this essay that was going to get me into this department, it was, that was like something that was pretty hard for me, that took me a while. Another thing that I was kind of like, I guess, stressed about was like, I don't know, I felt that I wasn't the best person at like math, and like, I don't know, I just never thought that I would be doing engineering. I just found myself stumbling upon this major that like seemed to be super interesting to me, but I don't know, I felt that I don't know, I question whether or not I could do the engineering part. Like, I don't know, I didn't know exactly what that entailed. And so that was kind of like scary, stressful. I was just like, am I good enough for this major? I guess that was like another thing that I was kind of like questioning. But going back, I guess one thing that I wish I would have realized was that, I don't know, I was so like invested in like getting into this major specifically. Like Charlie said, like there's so many other majors that have the aspects that like I was interested in, the problem solving, the like solving, I guess, like problems in like medicine. You can do that with other majors. And another thing is, it doesn't even have to be engineering. If I was interested, I was so interested in the research and I guess I could have involved myself in the bioengineering department regardless of what major I was in. And that was something that I didn't realize at the time. And so it was super stressful trying to get through this admission process, because like I just felt that this was like my only way of doing the work that bioengineers do.
I mean, one thing I'll throw out there is applying to an engineering major is just going to be a struggle, and it's okay. And please don't judge yourself based on like your ability to get into an engineering major. I know a lot of times it seems like when you're applying to the major that that's all you've ever wanted and that it's perfect for you. And if you don't get into it, it means they don't want you. And that's just simply not true. I know I had friends who actually applied to bioengineering with me, and I was like really hoping they'd get in, and they didn't get in. And it was really sad because we kind of all thought we were going to be in bioengineering together and so on and so forth. It turns out, you know, a couple years later, they're in chemical engineering. Telling them about the stuff I do in bioengineering now, they're like, oh, I would have hated that. I know they were just, you know, they were interested in biology research, but that's not all that bioengineering is. As we've mentioned, there's going to be math, there's going to be circuit design, there's going to be these things that if you're curious and interested, that are super interesting to learn. But, you know, at first, it might seem like you have to do bioengineering, and if you don't get it, it's just because they don't want you and you're not good enough. Sometimes not getting into bioengineering or not getting into a major might actually be a way to help you find something that you would enjoy a lot more.
I'm going to second that. It's so surprising how like, I don't know, I have like a couple friends that ended up not getting into their engineering major of choice, but then upon going in, they tried for the early admission and they kept going and doing other prerequisite courses and found out that the major that they were wanting to pursue wasn't right for them. And they ended up taking more time to like figure out what like major was right for them. So honestly, like, I don't know, sometimes not getting in might be like a blessing in disguise. Like it gives you more time to kind of figure out if that major is right for you. And like more time to like kind of really, I guess, yeah, like figure things out. So I don't know. I think it, yeah.
Yeah, your self-worth is not your application status. It's really okay.
So for me, like my biggest struggle, I guess, was just, I think similar to what you guys were talking about, I was really scared because by the end of freshman year, I felt like I was already pretty burnt out, and like it was, like the grades that I had were like using my best effort. And I felt like if I get rejected now, I was scared like, oh, is my best just not enough for like anything? And I think that's like still something that I kind of struggle with. Like when I put my best effort into something and I like don't get the results that I expect, I think it's a tough thing to handle, but like slowly I just try to like come, like not really revolve my life around just like that one thing, because like at the end of the day it's just gonna be like one tiny part of your life. So that, yeah, that was like my main struggle when I applied, like the fear of not getting in.
I do want to say that application, don't think too much into applications, because like don't think into how they're gonna evaluate you, because a lot of it is probability, and most of the time it's not because you're not enough. 10, you're enough. yeah, it's not because you're not enough. It's most of the time it's because there's so many applicants and there's only so many people who are looking at your application, and it's hard, it will be hard for them to choose among all of us who have applied. And even if you don't get chosen, it doesn't mean that you were unworthy or not talented enough to get into the major, but more of maybe somebody else might have more experience in something, so maybe they would be more suitable for the major, and not because you were you yourself was lacking in the ability to like achieve something. So don't take it as if like you're not enough, because you are. And yeah, that's just what I wanted to say.
Another thing I was thinking about is, I remember in high school, I was like, the only thing I need to do is get into UW. And if I don't get into UW, everything's going to be awful. And then it's like, okay, I got into UW. That was fine. And then I, like, first week of classes, wouldn't have even considered what would happen if I didn't get into UW. Like, that was already way past that. Then I was, okay, bioengineering. I have to get into bioengineering. It's like, this is the only thing. This is so important. And then now, that's so behind me. I've forgotten about that. But now I'm panicking about getting a job and what that's going to be like. So I guess at every step, you think that the most important thing is that next application process that's in front of you. And I promise you, even like a couple weeks after that application process, it won't be the most important thing anymore, whether or not you get it. You will move on, and there are other more important things out there. So don't think that this will be the roadblock that will stop everything, whether or not you get it.
Totally agree. That's what I wanted to say. This is Natalie.
Naomi.
Ted.
And I'm Charlie. And as always, transform yourself into a new domain of engineering.